Shift gears quickly. We go behind the burnt orange curtain, bottom of the hour here from Sark, talking about the early standouts in camp, five practices in. But one of the greatest guests of this time slot that we've ever had is with us on the Vaqueros Hotline, Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina. He is our great friend J.J. Gotch. How about the PBR team series? The Austin Wranglers off to a 5-0 start, one game up on the Carolina nice. Cowboys, and they are rolling into the month of August. J.J. with us. What's up, Jay?
The Gamblers, not the Wranglers.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, I'm
Come
looking.
Come on, man.
I said the Gamblers. I'm looking right at it because I was Come reading on, the man. I was reading the standings here. Austin Gamblers, 5-0. Hey, great start so far, man. You guys are picking up right where you want to be.
No, it's been a fun start so far. You guys have been around in sports, so we've made the right plays at the right time. We definitely haven't had really any dominating wins. But the right guys have stepped up at the right times. Jose Vitor Leme, Dalton Castle, they're number one and number three in the MVP standings right now. They've ridden when we needed them to. So, yeah, it's been a fun start. We're exactly where we want to be out in front, and we just hope to keep the momentum going into Anaheim this weekend and then Nashville the following weekend, and then we're at the Moody Center at the end of the month.
Yeah, so the team by team and the site by site Anaheim this week. How was Frontier Days? I know that was a real thrill to do the outdoor events during the week. That great event at Frontier Days for rodeo. How did that go?
It's awesome. Just to be in that environment, you know, the largest Western sports event in the United States, to be a part of that tradition, to be able to be there, obviously a little bit cooler weather than what we've experienced in Austin the last 30 days was also nice. But just a great way to kick off the season, wildly different than our arena shows. But it just feels authentic, and it just feels like the right place to start. And then for us to get two wins there and win the event, it was a pretty great experience.
You did win at 5-0. Jose Vitor Leme off to a great start and at 5-0. 4-1, the Carolina Cowboys are right there. I see where the if you go to the standings, the ride percentage, you guys are at 36%. Carolina's at 40%. And then the rider winnings, 110,500 for you guys. Ooh. So does that mean, so when you guys win, the individual riders also win prize money. Is that correct?
Correct. The team, the organization wins money, and the individual riders do as well. So we, last year, the Gamblers were the only team to win over $1 million in prize money. The guys are off to a good start right now. Jose's had a hell of a start so far. So each week, in addition to riding for prizes and buckles, these guys are riding for money. And so from an individual standpoint, these riders are making money, and then the organization as well.
J.J. Gotch is with us, the Austin Gamblers, sitting atop the PBR team series, headed to Anaheim this weekend. And as you mentioned, J.J., only a couple of weeks out to your event here at Moody Center. It's the once a year here in Austin. I saw where William Clark Green has been added to the entertainment lineup, which William's a good friend, and what a great performer he is. The excitement builds with your group, and tell us how folks can be a part of that in a couple of weeks.
No, we're excited. We're really trying to make this not just bull riding, but a three-day celebration of Western sports and Western lifestyle and Western heritage. As you mentioned, we're going to have entertainment before each day. We've got Warren Zeters. We've got William Clark Green. We've got Kevin Fowler. We're going to have a Yellowstone presence each day. We're doing giveaways of caps and T-shirts to the first 1,000 people on Friday and Saturday. Yellowstone Dutton Ranch hat, Yellowstone Dutton Ranch T-shirt, and then on Sunday, Championship Sunday on the 27th, it's our kids' day. Free kids tickets with the purchase of an adult ticket. And the first 500 kids, we're going to give Austin Gamblers belt buckles to. So again, it's just going to be a fun 3-day celebration. There, we're bringing in the best bull riders and the best bull athletes in the world, and just excited to host it at a great location like the Moody Center.
No question. I had conversation with somebody yesterday who was good, who's got their tickets. They've watched the ride on Prime Video. They're all in, and they said, "Well, how does it work? Do I have to go each night?" And I tried to explain, "Well, Friday night the Gamblers will face one team, and then Saturday different team. It is something you go to all three if you want to, but if you just could catch one, that's still going to be plenty of entertainment for you."
No, exactly. And each night's a completely different experience. We're going to be playing Carolina on Friday, Kansas City on Saturday, and then Oklahoma on Sunday. And then the fun part about Sunday is it being Championship Sunday is that if there are two teams that are tied for the event weekend lead, say two teams or three teams that are 2-1, those teams, they'll basically be a write-off right afterwards, sudden death, and whoever stays on for 8 seconds and gets the highest score, that team wins the weekend, which we were fortunate to do in Cheyenne, and then we fell a little bit short in Kansas City. But yeah, all 3 days are great, and you know, I think you can come to all three. You can go to just one.
Yeah, all three are just one. That Carolina, I know, having watched the Prime Video series, I mean, you guys in Carolina are kind of the Yankees and the Red Sox, right? You guys are you guys have the deepest pockets and the biggest brands. You know, the Carolina team, if you're a NASCAR fan, they're owned by Richard Childress Racing and run that way. I mean, you guys have really good ownership, and that's the Friday night. It's safe to say you two are the heavyweights of the PBR right now?
No, for sure. I think that's the best way to describe it. And they're stacked. They've got four different world champions on their roster. They went out and spent a bunch of money in the off season. We had a huge game with them on Saturday night in Kansas, or on Friday night in Kansas City. We were able to win by just 2 points. So it kind of set the tone. We've got four games with them this year. We actually face them on the first night this weekend in Anaheim on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, we play Kansas City, who just won their home event. So it's going to be another tough weekend for us. So the schedule makers, while they gave us a couple easy non-conference games early, we're rolling out Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee right now.
I love it. J.J. Gotch, it's good to hear you, my friend. And Anaheim this weekend, get your tickets for the event, the 25th through the 27th. It's Gambler Days out at Moody Center with the live music and the celebration of Western culture. And J.J., remind our audience how people can listen or see the event this weekend out in Anaheim.
So this weekend in Anaheim on Saturday, it's going to be on Pluto TV, which you can stream for free. There's a PBR Ride Pass app. And then on Sunday, we're going to be on CBS Sports Network. So you can see the Gamblers live on CBS Sports Net.
CBS Sports Net. JJ, thanks, buddy. Good to hear you. Thanks for joining us here this morning. And best of luck. Look forward to a couple of weeks from now.
Well, I appreciate you guys and excited for the future for you guys. I just love to continue to be able to hear you guys on the radio and keep talking about sports in Austin.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks, JJ.
Thanks, JJ. JJ Gotch, right. Austin Gambler. You know, like, I just flash back because I used to be the play-by-play on the Austin Wranglers, the Arena Football League team.
You were telling me that the other day. You were talking
Wranglers
about that.
Playing in that same – well, that was in the old Irwin Center.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think about playing in the Arena League, Ron?
Oh, no, I played for the Wranglers for a little while. I didn't play, but I practiced with the Wranglers for a little while. I never played, though. I decided to hang it up after that.